is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, and I hope all of you are tuning in who are hoping to watch the World Series. It has been rained out officially, so I believe they'll start that game either tomorrow or Wednesday. Looks like it's not going to happen tomorrow because it's going to be even colder and wetter in Philadelphia than it is right now. All right, real quickly before we start here, congratulations to about 90% of the people listening right now. About 90% of the people listening right now. When the gas prices went through the roof and the government asked us all to curtail our driving, and they did it in a couple ways. One is they asked us directly, and two, they raised the price to $5 a gallon. And so we all, you know, backed off a little when it comes to wasting gas. A lot of people jumped on rapid transit or mass transit. A lot of people got their bikes going. People are carpooling. And gas prices have dropped, I think, 53 cents in the last couple of weeks. And you're not going to believe this, but gas is now $2.72 in the valley. At Costco, it's 6100 Sepulveda. Sepulveda and Irwin. Is that the one in Van Nuys?
Yeah, on Oxnard.
Is that the one you go to?
Yeah. Well, I vary between that one and Burbank.
That's Randy Wang, everybody, if you're tuning in for the first time. Producer of the show. Another one, Costco in, let me see here, Lone Hill Avenue and Gladstone. Sam's Club on Lone Hill Avenue, $2.74 a gallon. Costco on Rosecrans Avenue. I think that was the first Costco. No, maybe it wasn't. Who knows? But anyway, $2.74 there. I think it was used to call the Price Club. Remember that?
Yeah, the one in Valencia used to be Price Club.
Yeah.
Then they merged and it was Price Costco. Then it was just Costco.
Yeah, I remember it used to be Price Club. The first one was, I think the first one was on Century that I went to out near Hollywood Park. I think that was the very first one. But these gas prices have come down to less than $3. There's another one here, Arco, on Atlantic and San Antonio Drive in Long Beach. $2.87 a gallon. Look at that, man. Gas prices have gone in the toilet. Cha-ching! If you want to look up the best gas prices in your area, go to a website. I'm going to give it to you. It's very easy. LosAngelesGasPrices.com. And they can flip on every, you know, there's other cities there and other counties and municipalities. But it's LosAngelesGasPrices.com. And it'll show you, you know, you put your zip code in there. And it'll tell you where your lowest gas price is. So check it out, your neighborhood. For my money, it's always Arco. Arco seems to be the lowest all the time. But they do one sneaky thing, though. They charge you 45 cents if you use your ATM card. So you got to take that in consideration. The highest gas price in all of Southern California right now is in, let me see here, where is it? Chevron. Well, second highest. Chevron at Western and Franklin, $3.45 a gallon. Everybody else is under $3, or most of them are under $3. So if your gas station is above $3, look up GasBuddy.com. That's another great website, GasBuddy.com. And then you can find your cheapest gas. Look at that, everybody. All right, it is Monday. And real quickly, before we get into this here program, I saw something odd at the Santa Barbara Zoo over the weekend. This is out there with my daughter. And there was the reason I go to the Santa Barbara Zoo and not the LA Zoo, it's not that the LA Zoo sucks. It's just that the LA Zoo, it's 95 to 100 degrees out there in Griffith Park, and there's usually very little wind. And I don't mind tooling around in 95-degree weather with my daughter because, you know, there's shade and stuff. But the animals don't like it. They're not into it. You know, most of them have fur or hair. You know, either the zebras, the monkeys, the gorillas. They either got fur or hair. And the ones that are reptiles, they're in the water all day, so you really don't get to see them. But the ones with fur or hair, they're pissed off as hell. You know, that they're in a cage. They're in a 95 to 100-degree cage all day. I mean, I wouldn't be out there, you know, meeting and greeting the visitors either. I'd just be sleeping. And that's what they do. The animals at the LA Zoo, they sleep all day long. Randy, you could be an animal out there.
That'd be great.
But they're hot as hell out there. They go to bed early, and they're just they're hurting out there. So if you go to the Santa Barbara Zoo, it's usually about 20 to 25 degrees cooler than Griffith Park, and the animals are still active. The zoo's clean. There's not a lot of a-holes running around. It really is a terrific zoo. But I'm out there with my daughter, and there's a kid that's having his, you know, fifth or sixth birthday, maybe a little older than that, maybe 9 or 10. And he's got the table there, and the parents brought the cake, and the kids brought the gifts, and a lot of parents are around, the kids are around. They seem to be enjoying themselves. Almost every one of the kids was laughing and having a good time, so that was a good sign. And then at the end of the birthday, where they blow the candles out, now it's time for the pinata, right? Sort of a Southern California tradition. I had them when I was a kid in my house. And the pinata comes out. Now, the pinata comes out, and these kids start whacking it. And my daughter says, she's only three, she goes, "Dad, what are they doing?" I said, "They're hitting the pinata. And if they hit it long enough, candy will come out of the legs." And she goes, "That's really cool." And then she's too young to realize the pinata they're hitting is a panda bear. And I thought to myself, man, I hope the panda bears can't see this. Because they're, you know, they can't tell whether, you know, from 45 yards away it's a fake panda bear. They just see a panda bear being held up by his neck, being whacked by a bunch of these kids. And what kind of lesson is that to teach these kids in this zoo? You know, hey, yeah, here's the animals. You got to be kind to them. You got to feed them right. You got to, show them a lot of love. You got to take care of them when they're sick. And, take a couple of sticks and take a whack at this panda bear. All right, folks, this is, election season. Obviously, it ends a week from tomorrow, thank God. And then it'll be the transformation from the Bush presidency to the Obama presidency or the McCain presidency, whoever happens to win. Right now, most of the polls are favoring Obama.
You go, dog!
Some by a pretty big margin. I know in Washington, D.C., just the District of Columbia, I think Obama's favored by 60 or 70 points, just in that one area. And then, you know, on to the South, the Northwest, or the Northeast, and the Northwest and California, they all have Obama up by, you know, sometimes 20, 30 points. So I think Obama's going to win. Now, he has talked about redistributing the wealth. And a lot of people have panicked. A lot of people on the radio are panicked to death that he's going to take everybody's money, put it in a big pool, and then just redistribute it. So I did a little research. Now, trust me, I'm not going to say this all night. That is not Barack Obama's plan. He doesn't plan on taking everybody's money and redistributing it. All right? It's just not his plan, and I don't know how he could possibly do that, even if he wanted to. But I did figure this out. If you take all the money in this country, everybody's savings account, everybody's stock account, everybody's property, the jewelry, what everybody is worth in this country, you know, give or take $1 trillion or so. If everybody put all of their property, all of their money, all their jewelry, all their belongings, their cars, their planes, their, lawnmowers, everybody put it into a big pile in the Midwest, and then we just distributed everything to equally to everybody in the United States, that everybody would come out with about, give or take, a couple thousand, but right around $200,000. Cha-ching! I mean, because you do have people like Bill Gates, who is worth, you know, 50, 60, 70, maybe $100 billion. Maybe more than that, right? He's worth like $400 or $500 billion?
No, it's about 50, 60.
Is it? It's only $60 billion?
Billion.
Wow. He's on the high end, but then there's the low enders who haven't worked in 5 years. So it all balances out. But if they took everybody's property and everybody's crap from them, I mean everything, you know, down to, you know, your sneakers and everything, threw it in a pile and then just gave everybody, every man, woman, and child in this country, all 325 or 330 million of us, we'd end up with about $200,000 each in material and cash. And they calculate that by taking all the land in America as well. If you take Manhattan, Beverly Hills, Encino, you know, Santa Fe, you know, the wealthier area, San Francisco. And you take all that property and you divide it up amongst everybody. It's about $200,000 for every man, woman, and child. Now, obviously you can't do that. But I think that'd be pretty cool. I'm not really opposed to that. First of all, I'd make out like a bandit. Because I'd instantly have about three or four more kids. Because that's when kids will really pay off. And I recommend Gina and Randy, you do the same thing. Immediately, if that happens, you should get pregnant tonight.
Are you talking to me or Randy?
Both of you.
Got it.
Tim, I'm already 3 months along.
But it is, yeah, then you know, the kid turns into a bankroll. How about having triplets? $600,000 worth of kids.
Cha-ching!
Or what is it? What is the show? Something in eight, the eight kids.
John and Kate plus eight.
Yeah, John and Kate plus
eight.
No,
but now there's another family that has 18 kids.
What?
Yes, Tim, it's on like a Lifetime.
John and Kate plus 18?
There's John and Kate plus eight. And then there's another family that has 17 kids and another one on the way.
Oh, good.
So, you know, they're going to run this country.
Oh, yeah, they'd kick ass. I mean, how much is 18 and $200,000? What is that, $3.6 million? Is that right? $3.6 million.
Like, I know.
Well, that's probably right. $3.6 million worth of kids.
Hey, Timmy, if you adopt, do you get a check for $200,000?
Yeah, but there's going to be nothing left in the adoption homes. You got to get in there tonight.
Because you could get 100 kids and just set them up in a house and go to Vegas and never come back.
Trust me, it crossed my mind. Do you think this has been a conspiracy theory with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, so they got their kids early?
Well, no, they're going to get killed in this because they have to give up their $50, $60, $80, $100, $300 million. And then they only get $200,000 for themselves plus their kids.
Jesus,
how are they going to live on
Christ.
That? I mean, you're going to see Tom Cruise living in an apartment in Van Nuys. But it's not a bad idea. I mean, let's take some calls on this. Would you be interested in everybody in America going broke? Everybody putting all their crap in one big pile, and then we redistribute it amongst everybody equally? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I have a feeling, and there's always a theory that, you know, the rich, it's not an accident that the rich are rich. And in no time, the rich are going to, rule the world again or rule the United States and dominate when it comes to finances. But for a little while there, everybody will be even, and then nobody can bitch about not having equal access to either education or money or wealth or, you know, banks or anything. Because everybody will start at the same place. We'll all start with $200,000 in our pocket. And, of course, there'll be some guys that go to Vegas and blow that in 2 days. There'll be other guys that make great investments, and they'll have $10 million in 2 or 3 years. But it is interesting that if we do that, and I think a lot of people in this country would go for it. If you divide up all the wealth in this country equally amongst everybody. Now, initially, what it's going to do, it's going to really lower the motivation of getting out of bed. Because why would you go to work? Why would you want to, go to school? Why would you want to do anything if everybody had the same amount of money? You wouldn't be motivated to do anything anymore. And that would be a problem, because a lot of industries would shut down because everyone would be staying home. But again, and I'm going to say this one more time, don't call us up and say this is not Obama's plan. I'm telling you it's not his plan. It's my plan. And his is much weaker than mine. I say we divide it all up, and I say we also go to a four-day week, too. I'm tired of working 5 days a week. And I got a good job. I can't imagine what it's like out there working for UPS and driving that hot box around. This is the last week of October. Saturday is November 1st, and it's still 90 effing 5 degrees in that goddamn valley.
Jesus Christ.
June, July, August, September, October, 5 months of 90 to 90 plus weather. It sucks. I've had an ass full of it. But please, if I know what it's like, you know, to work 5 days a week in this job, I can't imagine what it's like to work on, you know, Caltrans, working on those freeways, or working at a job that, you know, you just can't stand. Going into work every day and you hate the people you work with and you hate the job. That has got to be, you know, a living hell. Right, Randy?
Yeah.
So I say we distribute, we redistribute all the wealth, and then we go down to a 4 day week, and we start living like the French do. These French take off the entire month of August. They take off 2 or 3 weeks in December. Nobody's working over there anymore. Why do we have to do all the heavy lifting? Everybody in this country works their ass off, and then when anything happens in the world, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's a great flood, a great hurricane, a great earthquake, or some country just needs a helping hand, we're always the ones that do it. But it also comes off it comes on the backs of the labor of everybody in this country. Why doesn't some other country take over, you know, helping out the world? We've done enough. We've helped out a lot of people in this world. And this country needs one long effing vacation. One big vacation. Rebecca and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm listening to how you're talking. I've been listening to your show.
Thank you, babe.
And I kind of like agree with what's going on and everything, but I think they're missing the point on what Obama wants to do. Obama's not trying to really break the rich down to, you know, make them to where that they're going to be poor or anything.
Sweetheart, I'm not saying this is Obama's plan. I'm saying it's mine.
That's your plan.
It's my plan.
Okay.
Because this country is, if you were talking about this country as a human being,
mm-hmm.
every joint and every muscle of this body, of this country, is strained and stressed and on fire.
I agree.
We have worked way too hard and way too much in this country, and everybody needs a month or two off.
I agree.
You know? All right, we thank you for calling. This country, they don't work this hard in Mexico or in France or in Europe. Everyone, takes off at around 4 or 5 o'clock every day. I believe in Mexico, they still have siestas. They still have siestas down there in Mexico?
They've got to.
Is that right?
How you enjoy it.
And most of Western Europe and all the Mediterranean.
They take off, a couple hours every afternoon?
Yeah, but the thing is then you end up kind of working till midnight some nights.
Fine.
But you get like a couple hours off in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah, they eat dinner, from like 2 to 5, go back to work 6 to, 10 or 11.
Perfect. Let's go. But there's got to be a better plan. And also, I know that the crew in France gets the entire month of August off. Nobody works in August. And it's not the way with this country. In this country, everybody's always working. And, then you're here for 75 years. And at the end, you never say to your dying words on your deathbed aren't, damn, I wish I could have spent more time in the office. I don't know what the answer is, but my answer is divide up the wealth. Everybody has the same shot, and also we go to a 4 day work week, and you have to take the weekend off. No work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, unless you run a Walmart. Then your ass has to be there. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. The cheapest gas price in the valley, 6100 Sepulveda Boulevard at Costco. Go out there and buy your gas. All right, redistributing the wealth in this country. This is not Obama's plan, so don't call up and freak out. It's my plan. Give everybody the same shot in this country so nobody can continue to bitch. And go to a 4 day work week, and we get August off. This country is based on working your ass off, and everything is about the dollar. You get up in the morning for money. You go to lunch, you know, breakfast with clients you don't like for money. You go to lunch with them you don't like for money, and you go to dinner. Then you go on client meetings at night to ball games and dinners and crap you don't want to go to, just so your family could live in a decent house in the hills. You know, whether you, I don't know where you're living, Bel Air, Valencia, Sherman Oaks, Thousand Oaks, Lake Forest. I don't know where you are, Newport Beach. But you're working your ass off, you know, your entire life. You don't get to retire until you're 75 years old. And, you know, with today's economy, you'll be lucky to retire by 75. And then when you're 75, you can't do anything. Your entire body is on fire. Your memory's shot. You know, you can't get the wiener doesn't work as well anymore. I mean, now's the time to go out there and really enjoy yourself when you're younger. Not when you're 75, when you have to get up and you have to take 8 pills to get up. Then you got to take another 8 before lunch and 10 before dinner. What kind of life is that?
Jesus Christ.
You know, tooling around that motorhome, taking pills all day because your effing body's on fire. Liver doesn't work. The lungs are cloudy. Can't see anything through your eyes anymore. And what? And what do you have to show for it? You know, 45 years of working for a company that the moment you retired, they replace you with somebody else anyway? It's just, you know, George Carlin called it right. The women's movement concentrated on a very shallow part of American society that men dominated, and it's empty careerism. Empty careerism. I mean, if that's what you want, instead of raising the kids, I'm telling you, it's the wrong way to go. Let's talk to a Scott in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yo, Timmy.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
All right, man.
Hey, I just got at a Costco over here in Claremont, $2.72.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, me.
Excellent, dude.
Hey, I'm hoping on November 4th I see your name on the ballot there for president.
Ah, well, maybe next time, buddy. I don't think I can run. I got too much craziness in my background. I don't think I can do it. I don't want to either. Who the Christ would want to do that? You sit in that White House of yours. You can't really do the White House. You can't do anything. Secret Service tells you what to do. Everybody, you know, either wants to kill you or throw your ass out or prosecute you. Most of the country hates you. Most of the world hates you. And what do you get? $400,000 a year? In a bulletproof limo?
Jesus Christ.
Who wants the headache? Your kids are in danger. I mean, that Secret Service has their work cut out for them, whoever becomes president here. Whether it's McCain or Obama, they better be hiring a whole new staff over there. Because if McCain gets in, there's going to be a lot of people taking a shot at him because, you know, they don't want him president and vice versa. You heard about these two clowns, where was it, North Carolina? Somewhere down south, I think. They wanted to off Obama, and this is, I think, the third or fourth time the Secret Service has had to intervene here. And, I mean, who needs it? Like, and this Governor Palin from Alaska, she was a mayor, and I don't care what you think about her. She was a mayor, and then she was a governor, so she's not a moron. And she runs for vice president of the United States, and they got a porno movie out about her. And then they've got this clown in West Hollywood who just, you know, has a dummy of her hanging outside of his house, and it's Governor Palin hanging from her neck. What does she need that for? I mean, what does that say to women in this country? You want to run for vice president? You want to be treated like that? Knock yourself out. Let's talk to a Tommy in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
I just want to say that I love you.
Thank you.
And yeah, I totally agree on the plan. I think everybody should just throw in their money.
Yeah, let's divide it all up. What the hell?
Yeah, because I'm struggling over here, bro, in Van Nuys, as you can tell. I'm in Van Nuys, so.
What would you do with your $200,000?
What would I do with my $200,000? I don't know.
Take the racetrack?
I'll buy a house. I'll definitely do Vegas for a little while, but, you know.
Yeah, Vegas would be jammed with complete losers.
Yeah, no doubt. So many drunk, happy people. It'll be amazing.
I'd be there, too. All right, thanks, Tommy. Thanks for calling,
man.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, here's the plan, folks. Everybody in the United States, I know it's communism, but F you. You know what? It's my plan. If you want to call me a communist, then fine. I don't give a rat's ass. But I say take everybody's wealth, everybody's property, everybody's gold teeth, everybody's rings, everybody's cars and boats and planes. Put them in one big pile in middle America and divide them up equally amongst everybody in this country. We're all one big family in the United States. It's like sharing with the family. It's not like giving it to foreigners. I'm still working out what the illegals get. They get a piece, but they don't get a full share. And then once everybody has all their dough, their $200,000, nobody can complain and bitch about no access to money or no education. The playing field has been leveled. And then we're only working 4 days a week. And we're taking August off. That's the new plan around here. Because everybody is tired as SH blank. Can you use that whole term? No. All right. But everybody is tired as hell. You know, everybody's immune system is busted because they're working their asses off. Everybody, every time I walk up and down, you walk to a mall or you're walking around the park I go with my daughter, everyone's sneezing and coughing and just doesn't look good. Everyone looks like they're being pushed to their limit because we work our asses off in this country. Well, enough! Enough! Let's talk to Gina Northridge on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
How are you doing?
I have a better idea. Instead of giving everyone $200,000, why don't we just give everybody $1 million? There's only how many people in the United States. Then they could pay off all their mortgages, spend their money, be happy. The economy would be fine. We would save like trillions of dollars, and we wouldn't pay the salaries of all those lunatics and the higher ups.
Well, how many people you think are in this country?
That's my problem. I don't know.
How much do you think?
I'd say like maybe 2 trillion. No,
Jesus,
there's not that many. Like 300 million.
No. Who told you?
I was
you,
trying to figure this out. I just thought it'd be better.
Who told you it's 300 million?
I don't know. I think my son. He's 17.
He's very close. I think it's 325 million. So he's very.
I mean, think about it. We'd still save money, and you know
what?
Well,
that's not true because if you gave everybody $1 million, I'm not sure where it'd come from, right?
Right. Well, if they're going to borrow trillions, I mean, give it to us. We'll spend it. It'll go back into the economy. Nobody will lose jobs. And if anyone has a mortgage, I mean, that definitely, you know, the IRS would have to just make sure that was paid off and they'd get what was left. I mean, it would be much better than like paying all these secret. I just think there's too much red tape.
Well, if you gave everybody in the United States $1 million,
that was over 18. Let's put it that way. That would work.
Well, then you can't screw the kids like this. But if you gave everybody $1 million, it would cost $325 trillion. And I'm not sure we have that kind of dough. You know,
but it would come back though. It would all work. But maybe not.
I mean, what would you do with your $200,000? Let's say it's $200.
I'd pay off my house and send my kids on a red boat cruise, and I'd go on another one.
How old are your kids?
17 and 7.
Oh, are they Hellraisers?
They're both boys. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, what a coincidence. We're going to give you Hellraiser on DVD.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, courtesy of Anchor Bay Entertainment.
All righty.
Get it at Best Buy or wherever you get DVDs. Where do you get DVDs?
Actually, I don't. My kids do. I don't have time. I just rent them online.
It doesn't matter.
Thanks.
All right, hold on one sec, Gina. We'll give you that Hellraiser on DVD. Have you seen that, Randy? Look at that.
Hellraiser. It's the greatest horror film I have ever seen. It is so much action. Hey, what's it called again?
I don't know. I threw it away. Hellraiser.
Yeah, it's the greatest movie I've ever seen. It's so friggin' awesome.
Tim in Lawndale, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Amen. I think it's a great plan. I mean, $200,000, I mean, that's great. I mean,
yeah, you'd enjoy yourself. You wouldn't have to work as much.
When I got out of high school, I mean, I wouldn't even have to get a job. I mean, it's like $200,000 on the spot.
Yeah, you can become fat and lazy.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy yourself. And then, and spend the money the way you want. And if you're out of money, then, you're not getting any more. That's it. That's the last check you get from the government. And then if you get depressed after that, well, then kill yourself. You know? Go to the Grand Canyon. Jump in there. Probably be filled with people like you. Yeah. Weed out the really fat, lazy people. Give everybody $200,000. It should be $200,000 in McDonald's certificates that everybody gets. Let's talk to David in Agora Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Jimmy, two things. First off, you know, in some states, there's a law on the books that prohibits the hanging of a public official in effigy.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then number two, and, you know, Clinton was still in office. Instead of, the tax stimulus package, why don't they have a Clinton stimulus package and send everybody Viagra?
Yeah, this guy in West Hollywood who's hanging the mannequin of Sarah Palin, there's got to be a screw loose there. Because why would you invite the Secret Service into your life?
You know, once you start, it never stops.
No, I mean, whoever did this in West Hollywood, they are on a list for the rest of their life.
And their children and their children's children.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, if that's the case, I'm probably on it then.
Hey, no kidding. Hey, we all are.
All right, thanks, dude. But yeah, I don't know who would invite this guy in West Hollywood hung a, I guess it was a dummy or a puppet or mannequin that looked like Sarah Palin. And now the Secret Service is going to be involved in the guy's life, you know? And you think that they're just going to stop by? You think they're just going to, like, check out the situation and go, no, he's cool? No. They're going to be looking at his mail, his emails. Every time he makes a phone call, they'll probably know who it's going to. And what? Because you want to be the idiot on the block that has Sarah Palin hanging in your front yard?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think through some things there, folks. The Secret Service, it's not an organization. It's not, like wacky cops. Who are the crazy cops back in the 50s? What was it? The Keystone Cops. How about that for a fresh reference for you youngsters out there?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the Keystone's, cops. The cops are, they could never get their man. This Secret Service knows what they're doing. And they can make your life an absolute hell. And you'd invite that just over a stupid Halloween prank? What's wrong with people?
Fantastic.
There'd be a lot of mental disease out there. Jeff and Chatsworth, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, splitting up the money. But what happens if one person spends all their money and they go broke?
They get nothing.
They get nothing.
They get nothing. They get absolutely nothing. If you want to spend your 200 grand and you're not going to work and you're going to go through all your money, you get no welfare. It wipes out welfare, and also it wipes out any kind of charity work either. It's over. You're done with.
Okay, it's a good idea, but did you have a bad weekend or something?
Get out of here! What's wrong with you? I had a great weekend. No, I had a pretty decent weekend, actually. Although my throat is killing me. I don't know what the Christ it is in that valley, but everybody is sneezing and coughing, and even Corolla, who doesn't live in that valley but lives close, he said his throat is like a saddle. I mean, it's just like dry and it's really weird out there. I've been living in the San Fernando Valley for on and off. Well, mostly on. I lived in Orange County for two or three years. But other than that, I've been living in the San Fernando Valley my whole life. And I've never seen it so dry. You know, you go to water a plant or your lawn, and 10 minutes later you look out there and you go, Christ almighty, there's no water left out there. I mean, this ground is really, really dry. And I think it's affecting a lot of people out there. And even the strange Breeders' Cup over the weekend, the big horse races on Friday and Saturday, the turf out there was only about 95 degrees in Los Angeles. I think it was about 90 in Arcadia, 85. And the turf out there got up to 141 degrees where these horses were running around.
Jesus,
so there's something
Christ
going on. I don't know whether it's global warming or it's just a real bad patch here. But I have had a complete assful of this heat. I can't stand the heat. I hate the heat. I hate everything about it. When I'm hot, I'm miserable as F. That's the way it is. My wife knows June, July, August, and September, I'm going to be an absolute prick at home because I am just, when I'm hot, I can't stand anything or anybody. Including you, Gina.
Oh, Tim, thank you very much. Did you ever consider that maybe it's not the heat? Maybe you got a bum flu shot?
Yeah, Tim, I live in the valley and I'm feeling great.
Yeah,
I've never felt better.
You don't live in the valley, dude. You live off like Laurel and Riverside.
That's the valley.
Get out of here, dude. That's not the valley.
That is the East Valley.
No, you ask somebody who lives on Let's see here. Ask somebody who lives on Sepulveda and Roscoe if you live in the valley.
Hey, my town is called Valley Village.
I know, but you're literally like 1 mile away from the hills.
You're taking this away from me?
Yes.
I like saying people live in the valley.
Studio City is not the valley. It just, well, might as well be the city. Talk to people who live on Kester and Nordhoff and ask them. They live in the valley. You don't live in the valley.
Doesn't matter.
Like, south of Riverside, I live in the valley. What's wrong with you?
I'm on Riverside.
You're a little bit south of Riverside, but you're not in the valley. That's not the valley. I'm talking about the real heat in the middle of that goddamn valley. All right, let's take a break here. I'd like to divide up the entire country's wealth. Barack Obama, that's not his plan, it's mine, so don't call up and bitch. My plan. Divide up the wealth of this country. Everybody gives up every dime, and we redistribute it. $200,000 goes to everybody. I got to work out the housing situation. We go down to a four-day week. We take August off, and we all start enjoying ourselves again, as opposed to this goddamn working from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed. Either you're working or you're thinking about working, and it's killing us. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Barack Obama has been talking about redistributing wealth, or he mentioned it once. And I don't think he's really talking about the way I am. We should go a step further. Take everybody's wealth in this country, put it in a big pile, divide it up. Everyone gets 200 grand, and that's it. No more welfare, nothing. That's all you get, 200 grand, and you get to keep your job that you have. And let's see what happens, you know? Then nobody will complain and bitch about not getting money or not getting access to money or education or anything. Everyone starts on an even playing field. Let's talk to how about David and Encino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not so much. Hey, if you give everybody 200 grand, man, next day I'll be rich and there'll be 10 broke people.
I think you're right. I think it'll just be a matter of time before the rich get rich again.
Yeah,
but then
that's
what
happened, man.
But you know what? Then you can't complain about it because, yeah. You know, I do understand when you talk about, you know, people who haven't gotten access to money in this country, you know, since, you know, black people were just really, you know, able to cast a vote, late last century or in the, you know, mid century. So I understand that there's, you know, there's been a lot of access to wealth that, you know, or lack of access to wealth. And this is a way of just distributing it all up and dividing it all up and see how it goes, you know? If you get wealthy, great. If not, well, you have a nice little run. But here's Senator Obama's plan, a little different than mine, but yet still a plan. And this comes from, I think it was on YouTube, and this is an interview he did back in 2001.
You know, if you look at the victories and failures of the civil rights movement and its litigation strategy in the court, I think where it succeeded was to invest formal rights in previously dispossessed peoples so that I would now have the right to vote. I would now be able to sit at a lunch counter and order, and as long as I could pay for it, I'd be okay. But the Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth.
Okay. Now, what he'd like, or back then, and I'm not saying, now don't write us emails and letters, F you. I'm not saying he's going to do this, but back then, he thought that the courts should redistribute the wealth in America. I mean, that's as plain as I can say it and as you can hear it.
But the Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth.
There you go. Michael in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
All right, man.
Well, I like your show. It's very funny.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, I want to tell you, Americans, this is from an outside opinion, point of view, because I'm not American, you are the most hardworking people in the world.
Yeah, now where are you from, Australia or England?
From England.
England.
And, you know, you go to Europe, and we're a bunch of lazy bastards compared to you guys. I mean, you know...
Yeah, take us through a typical work week in England.
Well, you know, let's roll in a bit late. Let's have a cup of tea. 11 o'clock, let's have another cup of tea. let's take a long lunch, and then should we strike? I don't know. What's our meeting like? We might go on strike. So let's finish early on Friday. And then let's come in late on Monday morning, of course, because we've got a hangover from the weekend, you know.
I don't know anybody
who has two jobs, and I definitely don't know anybody anywhere else in the world that has three jobs. Only when I came to America did I find human beings who had three jobs. I mean, you are such a productive country.
I know, but you know what? When you hear of somebody having two jobs in this country, you know, to you it's a novelty. To us in America, it's like, what, you couldn't get a third?
Well, and that's why you're the top dog. And that's one of the reasons why you're...
Yeah, but you know what? It's killing us, though.
Well, that's the other part. That's the down part. The good part of it is it keeps you as a top dog. The bad part is you don't know when to switch off sometimes.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. Like, now, when you work on a Friday in England, what time does everyone take off on a Friday?
Well, I've not been there for a long time. I've been here, so I'm not sure. But they do have a tendency to take off early and then all go to the pub together.
Yeah, I heard it's like, you know, everyone gets out of the office by 3:30 on Friday.
Yeah, and then they all go to the pub and have a drink, and then right. They spend, yeah.
And in England, is it absurd if somebody says they got to work on a weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, why would you want to work on a weekend? You know what I mean? You know, why would you want to do that? That's crazy. You know,
yeah. Like, I'm going to start using that term, too. I went to Ireland for the millennium back in 1999, turnover the year 2000. And we were in Ireland for a week, my wife and I. Back then, she was by my girlfriend. But I love that everybody in Ireland and England has a great sense of humor. And I love the term that they use, instead I'm on vacation, I'm on holiday. I'm going to start using that.
No, I came through immigration when I was 19, scared to death, because I knew I was going to come working here, and I didn't have a working visa, and I was scared to death. And he came through, and he said, okay, what's the purpose of your trip? And I just went, I'm on holiday! But I love this country, and just let me just say one other thing. Anybody, it's only right-wing Republicans who are thinking that Barack Obama is a socialist, because that is not socialism. You want to know socialism? I'll tell you about socialism. That is not it. I mean, you know what I mean? Right. Socialism is a lot worse
than... No, it's not socialism. But I do like the fact that every time there's, you know, the labor in England is upset about something, their first knee-jerk reaction is to strike.
Oh, they take a meeting to see if there's anything they might think about striking about, you know. Anyway, God bless you, man.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, mate. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, we've got a few phone calls here. The Commerce Casino has what they call their Commerce Casino University of Poker. And somebody called up and said they couldn't find it online. Go to commercecasino.com, and then on the top left-hand corner there, C-Cup, C-C-U-P, for Commerce Casino University of Poker. Commerce Casino University of Poker. And it just happens to be C-Cup. You know, sorry. What can you do?
The Commerce.
Girls are offended by that. They're offended by it. C-Cup.
Princess doesn't like that.
I know. Well, guess what? Princess, nobody cares. All right, speaking of Princess, we're going to do the news here with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Tim Conway Jr. is about to have a new favorite beverage, and Hulk Hogan really knows how to throw a homecoming party for his son. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy, the Hulkster's kid is out of prison. All right, we're going to come back with all of the news with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.